And with that, we're going to move down the agenda. We do have a presentation first on the bison herd and range that we'll take, which is item 15, and then it will be followed by item 14. So with that, we'll have Chad and Bailey come forward.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. I'm Chad Kramer, the Buffalo Herd Manager here.
Hi, I'm Bailey Eitel, Madam Chair, Commission Secretary Roebling. So we were just going to bring forth the range report first, and then I'll have Chad do the bison report. You guys probably know we're kind of in a bad drought over here. So this is just a drought map that was updated last week. We're in the red, so a D3 drought, which is an extreme drought. Our precipitation, this shows that big bump of moisture we got about a week ago. So we're still at half the precip that we should be at this time of the year. Anything in this red in this United States there is the warmest winter that they've seen. It's not one of the warmest, it's the warmest. So looking forward, this drought map is considering anyone in that dark brown to staying in the drought that they're in now. So this map goes through July. So they're not really expecting us to improve going through this summer season. So what does that look like for me when I'm out wandering around the range? We're seeing a lot of delayed green up around the park. You've probably seen even in our lawns here, you've got a lot of brown mixed with the green. There are some places where we've got smooth brome that I've gone out and looked, and I'm not seeing hardly any green up at all. So the next thing that we're looking at is what kind of plant damage have we sustained this winter? Like, are we going to see any forage come up? Right now, I'm actually looking at the fact that we're probably going to miss out on a lot of cool season grasses. If we get lucky and get some moisture, we might be able to bank on some of our warm season grasses. Some of the cool season grasses I've seen come up so far, they are trying to seed out already because they just don't have what they need to keep growing. So this is actually where native vegetation is very important because they're able to access water deeper in the soil's profile. So that's what this picture is showing here. Your smooth brome Kentucky bluegrass is really shallow, and that's where we're probably the driest right now, especially after all that wind and then just not having precipitation and being warm. So I have monitoring cages throughout the park, and we go out and clip production throughout those. I've been doing that for the last 5 or 6 years. So we've used that to pair back with everything we have for our allocation maps. So I'm going to go out and check them pretty soon and see what kind of green up we're looking at in it to see what we're going to have to do this summer. So this is kind of where it gets into the more of the meat and potatoes of it. Custer State Park, we have more than just bison. We have elk that are in our forests. We have pronghorn. We've got burros. We've got a lot of different things to think about. So our equation, I always look at what we've got for wildlife populations, what we've got for forage allocations, and then try and pair our buffalo populations off of that on what we should hold. And we've been holding at pretty average levels. So about this shows in a high year when you've got a lot of rain, and then your average year, which is that like 1,400 pounds of forage per acre, and then the low, you're seeing about 70% of that as well. So that's something that we have to look forward. If we are staying in this drought, we're going to have to expect that we're only going to have 70% of the vegetation that we normally do. I think that's when I switched to you. Oh, no, I forgot. I was just going to touch a little bit on the SDSU study that we've been doing with the bison collars. We've been running it for 5 years. This is the last year of the study. From the data we've received, we've come up with these core areas. So we don't supplement in the park. So this is where the bison are spending 50% of their time, so roughly about 6 months' time. In the blue and then the hash mark, they're just two different years. So then we went back in and did monitoring plots in core and outside of core. And when we're looking at those plots, we're looking to see, like, what kind of bare ground do we have? What kind of vegetation do we have? A lot of native vegetation, which is obviously our goal, and trying to get rid of invasives. So this is what our monitoring came up with. We're actually looking pretty good both inside core and outside of core. I would like to see 5% or less bare ground, and we're right around that 5%. And we have a significant amount of natives, which is good. They can withstand the grazing. They can withstand this drought better. And then a little quick note on the beaver dam analogs that we've been working on in the park here. Park staff has been working on putting these together over the last summer. This year, we've got the Black Hills Watershed Collaborative Group coming out every month, and they're going to bring volunteers to help us put in these along Bryce Coolidge Creek. So we're working well with other people to put these in, and we've only been able to put in about 5 or 6 dams ourselves, and we're thinking that they're going to be able to really help us improve this project. And then I just put in a little picture of a beaver that did it much better than us.
Thank you, Bailey. So the goals of the our bison program here at Custer, these are the goals that we have: provide for high visibility public viewing, unique hunting opportunities, that opportunity to purchase high quality animals for genetic diversity or consumption through our public auction that we have. And we do have the longest running annual production auction of bison in the world from the park here. So balance that with the high quality disease-free herd, balance with herd size with forage resources, monitor and develop those social family structure and family groups, herd structure and family groups, and continue to monitor and develop a genetic management plan as technology advances, which it does frequently. And this is our herd numbers for right now. We update this after every season, going through roundup, surplus sales at the auction, and then also the hunts that are out there. And so our planned surplus for this season, we're looking at approximately 526 head. That would include the hunts also. So the public auction is the primary venue that we move and surplus animals, but then we also have the trophy bison hunts, which currently we're managing the 10-year-old plus bull population is what we try to find and remove out there. 2-day guided hunt. We are Boone and Crockett Club record book eligible. I've seen that change in 24 years time here on what that customer out there is looking for. When I first started it, definitely the 9 out of 10 of them were coming for a buck bull. I've seen that change to now where they're maybe 50% of them are after that, but the rest are just looking for a nice shoulder mount to consume it. 11 permits with 2 additional raffle permits this year. And then for 25, the number of applications that we had for those permits. Then the non-trophy bison hunts are surplus 30-month-old bulls. It's basically a meat hunt. I put that together after my first couple of years here. Had the idea for it. It's a half-day guided hunt, 25 permits, and then the numbers for last year's draw there at 452 residents and 890 non-resident. And that's where we're at with the bison program right now.
Very good. Questions from the commission and our comments? Secretary Roebling.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Good presentation, both of you. I just had a question on forage utilization, Bailey. Do we have estimates of forage utilization? You talk about some exclusions, I believe, grazing exclusions. What is the utilization rate?
Madam Chair. The utilization rate just for bison?
For all ungulates, if you have it, but.
Right now, we have allocated about 11,000 AUMs for bison specifically. If that's what you're. Is that what you're asking specifically?
So, for utilization, I guess the take half, leave half mentality, like how much grass do we leave on the landscape on a given grazing season, talking strictly bison? I'm putting on my range hat now, so.
We actually try and stock a little bit light. We stock for about 40% take and 60% leave with a trample. Also, bison aren't big on forbs, so when we're looking at all total production, they're not going to be eating more than 3 to 5% forbs, whereas cows will eat 10 to 15. So actually going into the winter, we're not taking, like, we have to make sure we take enough that we've got enough to make it through the winter, if that makes sense. We don't supplement feed mm-hmm. with hay.
Yep.
And that's something that we're looking at going through for this summer. If we stay at the rates we're at now, which is fully stocked, but we've only got 70% of the forage that we normally do, mm-hmm. are we going to have enough grass to make it through the winter? Or are we going to have to sell more, or we have to sell some early?
Very good. Okay, thank you.
Additional questions from the commission? Comments? Commissioner Spring.
Say, for instance, you run out of forage, do you supplement or feed hay or barrels or anything to them, or is that out of the question? You'd rather sell them?
In my experience here over time, we haven't had that. This is, I guess, the first year I've seen where we've had this dry a spring. We've had the drought period when I first began in the early 2000s and then with 2012, but this is the first spring that it's been this dry. We always came out of winter, and May had okay precipitation, which got us started. But as far as supplementing, it's not a standard practice that's been done over the years, even prior in the 40 years history. It's just fluctuating the herd size. So if we continue on working together here, we'll determine what that sale number will have to be, but realistically it could be 100 to 200 head more than what we're projecting if it would continue to be dry.
Additional questions from the commission? Thank you for the presentation. That was good.
Thank you.